بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the last session we have been discussing about the installation of the governors by the fourth caliph of Islam, Ali رضي الله عنه, and the position of the previous caliphs or previous governors of these territories, namely Egypt, Kufa, Basra, Syria and Yemen. So we also refer that he had sent his new governor to Egypt, who was Qais bin Sa'd, and who also took the charge of governorship in Egypt. Similarly, the one who was sent to Yemen was Ubaydullah bin Abbas, and who also took the charge of Yemen peacefully. So far as Basra is concerned, he also sent another person to take the charge of Basra, who also took the charge of Basra easily, and that was Uthman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu, who was the man dispatched by the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu to take the charge of Basra. Now, so far as the two cities are concerned, the two provinces, namely Kufa and Syria, so the man who was sent for Kufa, he was met on the way by the people and by one of the men who said to him that the people of Kufa will not accept you in place of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, so better for you to go back to Medina. So he left back to Medina, and this way the man sent by the caliph to Kufa had returned from on the way from Kufa. Similarly, a man who was sent to Syria as a new governor by the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu also was met by the Syrian, by the horsemen on the Syrian borders, who had also asked him to go back to Medina. So this way, the two men have come back to Medina, from one from Kufa, the second from Syria. Now, Ali radiallahu anhu decided to write letters to both of the governors of Kufa and Syria to seek their allegiance for the caliphate of Ali radiallahu anhu. When he wrote the letter to Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu in Kufa, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu wrote him back that he has taken allegiance on his behalf from the people of Kufa. This also gives satisfaction to the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu as well. But when the letter was sent to Syria to the governor Muawiyah, he did not write the letter back for 3 months. And after 3 months, he sent an emissary with an envelope. When the emissary reached Medina and delivered the envelope to the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu, and when the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu opened the envelope, it was empty and there was no letter. When Ali radiallahu anhu found no letter in the envelope, he got angry with the emissary, but the emissary said that I am protected because I have not done this anyway. It is all the act of Amin Wawiyah, who had just sent me to deliver you this envelope. So after that, he added the emissary who was coming from Syria, he added also that the people of Syria are highly infuriated on the assassination of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, for their fingers have also been placed in the Grand Mosque, as well as the stained cloth of Uthman bin Affan had also been placed in the Grand Mosque, and the people in thousands are found weeping every day. So they are very emotional and they are very angry of that development which had taken place in Medina, leading to assassination of the Caliph Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu replied that will they put the burden of assassination on me? He meant that it is not me who has done this act, so they should not oppose me. Yes, it has been done by the murderers, and they should be brought to book. They should be brought to book. They should be held accountable. That's why I am also agreed on that point. But opposing me is how it is just that in the name of assassination of the Caliph Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, opposing my caliphate, opposing my position, is how can it be justified? So this was the reply of the Caliph Uthman Ali radiallahu anhu to the emissary, that would they blame me for the event which took place of the assassination of the Caliph Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu sent him back with no harm to him. And this way, this was the response of Amin Muawiyah to the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu after the letter which was letter sent to the governor, and after the reply he sent to the Caliph by an empty envelope with no letter in that envelope found. So this is how the relationship between Amir Muawiyah and Ali radiallahu anhu started strained, and started growing strained, and which ultimately led to the battlefield. This is one development which was very much significant in the beginning of the caliphate. The second development was that when after the receiving of this envelope, Ali radiallahu anhu decided to march towards Syria to take the territory of Syria within the caliph, within the authority of the caliphate. Now he started making preparation for the move towards Syria. In the meanwhile, he had also written a number of letters to the governors of Egypt as well as Kufa and Basra to make preparation for the army to keep that as a standby to be required or needed any time in the future for in wake of encounter or with the Syrian forces. This is how the letters were also written to the governors of Syria, Kufa and Basra. So now the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu has appointed in his place as his deputy the name Qattam bin Abbas radiallahu anhu has been now placed as a deputy in the in Medina on behalf of the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu. In the meanwhile, that development, this was happening. In the meanwhile, the Caliph news a shocking news. The Caliph received a shocking news that in Mecca, a group has also prepared who have the Meccans who have now planned to move also from Mecca to take the revenge of the Caliph Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. This movement, this news was also somehow disappointing news, a very disturbing news for the reason that already in Medina that there was a disorder prevailing. Now another disorder was going to take place which was to start from Mecca, and the third disorder was there already in Syria when the governor of Syria had not recognized the caliph and the caliphate, and has posed by sending an empty envelope. So now there were three different disorders, one from Mecca, the people, the Meccans were ready to, they were now preparing to take revenge of the blood of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, and the second which, and they have formed a group of thousands of people to march out of Mecca. So that was one order, disorder developed. The second disorder was already the rioters who had come from different cities were not ready to leave Medina. So there was already disorder prevailing in Medina. And the third disorder was again that developed was in Syria. So the Caliph now was facing three challenges from three fronts. And in the beginning of his caliphate. Now, the development which took place in Makkah will be reviewed, will be looked into. As we referred before and we mentioned also that when the news of assassination of Uthman radiallahu anhu reached to the mother of faithful, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, she was on the way from Makkah to Medina. So after receiving the news, she returned to Makkah again. And after and on the way to Makkah, a group had gathered around her mount, and this group was also in sympathy of the pains which we were felt in by assass of the in assassination of Ali of Uthman radiallahu anhu is in Medina. So now Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, when she reached Makkah, she expressed her feelings about the assassination of Uthman by the following words. She said that the people have killed Uthman only for the reason that he had appointed young governors, which had happened before also, and people have the writers have killed him in the sacred month of Dhul-Hijjah, in the sacred city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah had made this city for the migration of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah. So she was so much emotional that she had said that the fingers of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu are superior to the whole world, and I will take the revenge of the Uthman's bullet, and by Allah he was free of any blame which was charged by the writers to him. This was that remarks and feelings and expression she had made about Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. May Allah bless him. Ahmed Ali with his ranking, who was in fact killed without any blame, without any charge, without any justification, and oppressed, and was victimized. So this is how the development in Makkah had begun. Now Abdullah bin the governor of Makkah, and the name Abdullah bin Amir, he had also now got ready to sign with Aisha radiallahu anha, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, in taking the revenge of the blood of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So this is a second figure who had also appeared on the scene in this point of qisas. Now the third figure to come up was Sa'id bin As and Walid bin Aqba, the two who have been the governors of Kufa once in the time of Caliph Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, one after another. So they also sided with plan of taking qisas of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Now the people of Banu Umayyah who were there in Makkah, they also sided with the same plan, and they also agreed to take revenge of the blood of the Caliph Uthman. Similarly, by the same time, Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhuma had also reached Makkah. When they also found this huge group of people who were agreed on the plan, and they also expressed their willingness to take revenge of the blood of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. This way, they also joined the group under the command of Aisha, Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha. So this way, similarly, Ya'la, the governor of Yemen, who had left Yemen to Makkah, had also joined this group as well. And Abdullah bin Amir, another man who was once governor of Basra, had also joined the group. So they were influential people and influential figures of different places had joined the group on the plan to take the revenge of the blood of Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, which was their ultimate goal, and for that they were set and determined. Now, the next development was that the question arised that where they should move from Makkah. So there were some the opinion that they should move to Makkah, to Medina, to Syria, but the next opinion came that Syria, since it's managed by Amir Muawiyah and he has full grip in his territory, so it will be it won't be easy to take any way position there, or any way to take their presence there. So the next, and they do not have that much influence in that city of Syria. So the next opinion was floated of that of to move to Basra, for the reason that Talha radiallahu anhu had influence in the among the people of Basra, as well as Abdullah bin Amir has also been once the governor of Basra. So these two figures were present in the group. So for due to their presence and due to their influence in Basra, it was ultimately decided to move from Makkah to Basra. So the whole army of 3,000 people set off from Makkah to Basra. At the same time, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was also there in Makkah, but he did not side with the plan and he did not join the group. And he also stopped his sister Ummul Mu'mineen Hafsa radiallahu anha to join that group. So he also took himself away, and Hafsa radiallahu anha also took her away from the plan and from the group. So now the group is departed from Makkah, and this group now started its journey to Basra. In the meanwhile, it was around 3,000 people who had gathered by the time the group was on the way. So this is how a significant force had emerged which was said to take revenge of the blood of Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. This development, which had happened in Makkah, was reported to Ali radiallahu anhu in Medina by the mother of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, by sending a man to the Caliph by name Zafar. So when she sent the mother of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma, sent Zafar to Medina to report the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu about this development of the formation of the group and their destination of Basra. So Ali radiallahu anhu was also, when received this news, he was somehow distressed, for the reason that now another trouble was going to happen after the two troubles already there, one in Syria and one in Medina, of the presence of the rioters and the refusal of Amir Muawiyah to recognize the caliphate. So on the way, some of the figures left the group, and some of them, one of them was Mughira radiallahu anhu, who also left the group. Similarly, Sa'id bin As, who was once the governor of Kufa in the time of Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, also left the group. And similarly, Adan Ummahatul Mu'mineen also left the group, and they also went to Medina. This way, this development also took place during on the way to Basra in the group. Now, the governor of Basra. Now, when the group reached from after a long journey from Makkah to Basra, the governor of Basra was shocked to find the group, and why this group has emerged into a significant force in Basra. What's the use and what's the point of coming this force to Basra? So the governor who was sent by Ali radiallahu anhu to Basra, namely Usman bin Hunayf, he inquired into the matter. He then found that this group has come with the intention of taking revenge of the blood of Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So he then gathered a meeting, and that said And first of all, he expresses his wonder to the companions like Zubair radiallahu anhu and Talha radiallahu anhu, and question them that have you not taken a pledge from Ali radiallahu anhu in Medina? Then after that you have pledged, you have come out to take the revenge of the brother of Osman. So this is how can you be, how is that so? So this is how a significant correspondence were made between the governor of Basra, Osman bin Hunayf, and the group who had come from Makkah to Basra. After that correspondence, Osman bin Hunayf now discussed and held a meeting with the people of Basra, and in that meeting, in the, he was the people of Basra were called, and in the mosque, and this assembly was held in the mosque. Now Osman bin Hunayf put up the matter to the people that the Basra, that the group has come from Makkah to Basra in the wake of taking revenge in the, of the blood of Osman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. He also added that although we are not the assassins of the of Osman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, so we should not be blamed for that assassination, and similarly we should wait for the arrival of Ali radiallahu anhu, the Caliph of Islam, and until then we cannot allow the group to come into the, to enter the city of Basra, and we should return the group back from Basra with full honor. This was what the conclusion of the meeting was made in the, by governor of Basra, namely Osman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu. After that, although this conclusion was there, but yet the group who, which was there outside Basra was in fact set to take the revenge, and this way this Osman bin Hunayf radiallahu anhu was not able to return them from Basra to Makkah. So now there was a final stage to come and to appear, and that was a battle to come up for the reason that the group who which has come from Basra, from Makkah, was set and was not ready to move any way back, and the governor of Basra, Osman bin Hunayf, was not ready to allow them to enter Basra until the permission of the Caliph of Islam is granted or the arrival of the Caliph himself is made in Basra. So the next option and the next development was only left of the battle. So the battle line were drawn, and after the battle lines were drawn, Osman bin Hunayf once again sent another person on his behalf as his deputy to negotiate with the mother of faithful Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha, and to convince her and persuade her to go back and not to go into the battle, so that the Muslim could be avoided, would be saved from any bloodshed. When the when the man sent by the governor of Basra had gone into the had gone to hold meetings with the mother of faithful Umm al-Mu'mineen, Aisha radiallahu anha, and he was just in his correspondence, and he was in his meeting with the mother of faithful. In the meanwhile, one of the men of the army, one of the men of the governor of Basra, Osman bin Hunayf, all of a sudden attacked the army of the group of Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, and this way the battle started. So this was all of this was step taken by one of the men, Hukaym bin Jabala, who attacked the army of the group of Umm al-Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, and this way the battle started, which lasted the day long. And the next day again the battle was the battle lines were drawn, and the battle again started, and that battle resulted into the defeat of the governor of Basra, Osman bin Hunayf, and the man who had attacked the group first, who came in Jabala, was killed. This way, the group which had come from Makkah had captured Basra, and then the governor of Basra, Osman bin Hunayf, was produced to Aisha radiallahu anha before Aisha radiallahu anha. So she set him free, and after that he went and left Basra to Medina, and then he reported all the development to the Caliph of Islam, Ali radiallahu anhu, who after reaching in Medina, which shocked Ali radiallahu anhu really, and which really disappointed the Caliph of Islam, Ali radiallahu anhu, that the group which had set off from Makkah had emerged into a big challenge, and by capturing the city of Basra, and by this way another challenge had appeared in its full form from the front of Basra. Already one challenge is in Syria posed to the Caliph, one challenge of the writers who are already then present in Medina, and the next challenge was now posed to him of in the form of capture of Basra by the group. So this is how the Caliph of Islam had to face a number of challenges for the reason that the assassination of Ali Osman bin Affan was actually the main point and the main idea which was actually working behind this all development, for the reason that the Amir Muawiyah was also behind the Qisas, and the group which had captured now Basra was also behind the claim of Qisas, that was also claiming for Qisas, and the group this Syrians also were claiming for Qisas, and Ali radiallahu anhu was not in a position to take Qisas, for the reason that the conditions of Medina were not in fact normal, and the situation was still in danger, and there was still risk, and the rioters were also still were in full force, and they were all present in Medina. So, and the names of the particular person who murdered were also not known to the Caliph. So for these certain situations, for these certain reasons in Medina, which the Caliph was in, he could not take revenge instantly, just expeditiously, and the rest, whereas the group and the Syrians were claiming to take an expeditious Qisas just instantly, which was now giving, which was actually causing the gap between the Caliph and the group in Basra and the Syrians in Syria. So this is actually the main cause main rift and the main dissension was actually that of the claim of Qisas, that of Qisas itself, that was that to be executed from their point of view instantly, whereas from the point of view of Ali radiallahu anhu, it was not possible to take the Qisas instantly for certain reasons which were prevailing and which were there in Medina. One is the presence of the rioters themselves. Second, the name of the murders were not known so far, and third, the administration was not put on the right track of its operation, and the Caliphate was not still made as on the firm footing, and normalcy was still not restored, peace and order was yet needed to be restored in Medina. So he wanted first all these things to be established in fact on the firm footing, and the rioters to be removed from Medina, and then to check and probe into the case and inquire by all the means the names of the actual murderers, so that they could be brought to the book. But for that all the time was required, and span of time was needed, sufficient time was needed, which the other groups were not allowed to give. And for that reason, they were having now coming to closer to the clashes. So this is what the whole scenario was developing in the whole caliphate in the Muslim Ummah, which actually caused a lot of damage, in fact, to the Muslim Ummah from internally, and that also caused rifts and splits and then sects in the Muslim Ummah, ultimately that causing a disunity, dichotomy, which was the ultimate goal of Abdullah bin Sabah, which he achieved through his all plans and efforts and through his all ill intentions, which he had shown time to time by conspiracies making against one person and then again one group, then again second group, and this way try to engage the Muslim in the, within themselves to strike their swords against each other, which he had witnessed after his all plans when he saw working in that direction. Now, after that, Ali radiallahu anhu, after receiving the news that Basra has also been captured, he ordered the people of Medina to take preparation to march to Basra. Now, the people of Medina also responded to the call of the Caliph Ali bin Ali radiallahu anhu. After the response of the significant and prominent companion Abdul Haytham Badri, as well as Abu Qatada radiallahu anhuma, the people of the Medina, people of Medina also followed the suit, and this way a significant army or force was prepared, which now was set to march from Medina to Basra. When the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu had reached in the same time, Abdullah bin Sabah and his group also joined the force of the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu. This is a very significant development. Actually, they joined the, as I earlier before told you, that the Caliph had ordered them to leave Medina and to go back to their respective places, but they refused to go. But now the Caliph himself is leaving Medina, so they also decided to leave Medina. When the Caliph asked them to leave Medina, before they did not leave Medina. But when the Caliph is leaving Medina, they also decided to leave Medina. So actually they wanted still troubles, more troubles for the Muslims and for the Caliph and for the whole overall unity of the Islamic Ummah. For that reason, they were still accompanying the Caliph so that they could give further troubles wherever they could find opportunities to cause. And this is why Abdullah bin Sabah decided with his group to join the force of Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu. And in this way, the force of Ali radiallahu anhu set off Medina to Basra. On the way, when the force was just coming, was moving out of Medina, Abdullah bin Salam, a great scholar of the Old Testament or of the previous scriptures, who had embraced Islam, had come to the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu while he was on his horse and requested him not to leave Medina. Because he said, by Allah, once if you leave Medina today, no head of the Muslim will ever come back to Medina. And this what he spoke was true. And the same happened, that since the Caliph radiallahu anhu left Medina, then no other Caliph, no other ruler, no other head of the believers ever came to Medina, making it center of Islamic Caliphate, or making it a seat of power as it was in the time of the Prophet, in the time of Abu Bakr, as well as Umar, as well as Uthman, and as well as in the beginning of the Caliphate of Ali radiallahu anhu majma'in. Now, Ali radiallahu anhu had to move out for the reasons which had appeared on the scene. So he left for Basra, and then when he reached near to Basra, he also sent his mission to Kufa to convince the people and persuade the people to help the force of the Caliph radiallahu anhu, and to strengthen and help and assist the caliph against the rebellion which had appeared in Basra as well as in Syria. So because the authority of the caliphate, the authority of the caliph was challenged on the both fronts. So he had sought help of the people of Kufa. And he, for that seeking help, sent Muhammad bin Abi Bakr and Muhammad bin Jafar to the for the mission to the people of Kufa, who was governed by Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, and the people were quite in confidence of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu as well. When Muhammad bin Jafar and Muhammad bin Abi Bakr went and reached Kufa, they tried to convince and tried to bring them to their viewpoint. They could not do that, and the people of Medina, the people of Kufa, and the governor of Kufa were adamant on their viewpoint, not to move to support, not to move against in favor of believers against other believers, and not to move for the fight between the Muslim groups. So this is how the both of them, Muhammad bin Jafar and Muhammad bin Abi Bakr, returned from Kufa unsuccessful to the force of Ali radiallahu anhu back. After that, Ali radiallahu anhu sent another mission to seek the help, and that was comprising over the his own relative Abdullah bin Abbas as well as Ashtar. So when these both men also reached Kufa, they also tried to bring them around to their opinion and their view, but again the people of Kufa were adamant and were still determined on their own position and their viewpoint, that which was not to fight with the Muslims against the Muslim, or not to help a Muslim group against a Muslim group. So this is how they again came back with no success from Kufa, and they joined back the Caliph's army, the Caliph's force. Now the third mission which was sent was of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, and Imam Hassan, the son of the Caliph himself, had now set on mission to seek help of the people of Kufa, and they reached Kufa. In the beginning they were also given the same reply, and they were also given the same response, and they also received no favor or help or assistance from the people of Kufa or from the governor of Kufa, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. Although Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu gave highest honor to Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu and said, "May Allah, my father and my mother be sacrificed for you. You spoke the truth." And this is how he gave great honor to Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu. Yet for that of so far the help to the group, Muslim group, was concerned against this next, again the second Muslim group, he actually held himself in that way back, and did not extend any help out anyway, his assistance or his people help to the mission. But in the wake of this all efforts that was being made by Imam Hassan and Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, one of the people of Kufa, Zaid bin Suhan, showed his support to the viewpoint of the Imam and Ammar bin Yasir, and this support was then gained the support of other people of Kufa, and this way gradually people of Kufa started supporting the viewpoint of the Imam and Ammar bin Yasir. So in this way Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu and Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu were successful in getting or in obtaining the help of the people of Kufa, and by the march from Kufa to their Islam, to their force, it was 9,000 force which had grouped under the command of the Imam, which had now set from Kufa to join the Islamic force of Caliphate of the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu. This way, a significant help and a significant development had also was made by the help of the or the support of the Kufans or the people of Kufa to the Caliph Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, had was made sure now. when the people of Kufa, when the force of Kufa 9000 joined and reached there in the, and joined the Caliph force, Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu clarified to them that they are not going to fight with the Muslim, with the Islamic, with the Muslim group. They are not going to anyway cause any harm to the Muslim group. Rather, they are going to treat them politely, and they will and they will not start fighting until the second group initiate their fight. This way, the Caliph got their confidence, and also clarified his own position that he was meant for peace and not for fight. So there should not be any the mind of any fight with the group of the Basra which was stationed there. Yet it was, although they have pledged allegiance with him, but yet and they have gone out to move on their own to go for the revenge of the blood of the assassination of Usman radiallahu anhu and capture Basra. Yet we would not fight, and they fight, and we will not, and we will polite them treatly, we will treat them politely. And this way, the Caliph had won their confidence, and also clarified his own position with reference to the march to Basra. Now, the second step was that that Ali radiallahu anhu, after gaining support of the people of Kufa, sent his emissary Qaqa radiallahu anhu to Basra, to the group, to acquaint them to that with the facts and realities, so that the group should also change its position and come close to the Caliph and the Caliph's force and Caliph's group, and work together against the common goal, and that was to work upon the common goal, and that was to restore peace and tranquility and order in the whole of Caliphate. Qaqa radiallahu anhu was also a very great companion and a very great person, although he had on his credit a number of significant services he had rendered in the cause of Islam. So Qaqa radiallahu anhu was rightly person chosen for that mission, and he really in fact performed extraordinary after reaching to the group in Basra. He had counseled with them and spoken such influence and impact and effects that the minds of Talha, Zubair and Aisha radiallahu anhum ajma'in had changed about about what they had before reaching the Qaqa to them. Now they found that there is no any difference of opinion and difference of views between the Islamic force of the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu, as well as between the force of or the group of Aisha radiallahu anha and Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhum ajma'in. So this way they did not find any difference or any gap in the opinion or in the thought or in understanding. So they were very much pleased to see that Ali radiallahu anhu was also of the same view what they have in their minds. So they said that we are then one, and there is no difference or dispute between us and the and Ali and his force as well. So to confirm this, some of the people of Basra also accompanied Qaqa radiallahu anhu, and Qaqa radiallahu anhu, when he reached back to his force of Ali radiallahu anhu with the group, and the group asked the people of Kufa that what is their intention. They have accompanied Ali radiallahu anhu. They expressed their intention of peace and acquiring peace and restoring peace. So the group which had come from Basra was convinced and was satisfied by the reply of the people of Kufa and the force of Ali radiallahu anhu, that they were really also set for the peace and not for fight. So this is how the group of the force of Ali and the group of Talha and Zubair and Aisha radiallahu anhu ajma'in somehow paved the way for their common understanding and common grounds. when this development appeared on the scene, the mystery mongers grew anxious and they become worried for the reason that they felt that now there is their turn, that the both of the forces will now turn to the mystery mongers and to the assassins of the Caliph Ali Osman to take revenge from them who had been culprits and who have been participants in the assassination of Osman radiallahu anhu. So this is how the mystery mongers held consultations and meetings all the way long, so that they could find some ways out to save themselves from the accountability which they may be held in by the joint forces of the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu and Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhu. So this is how they started meeting, and Abdullah bin Sabah was also present in that meeting, and they ultimately concluded the meeting with the thing, with the point that they must find some ways to engage the both of the forces into fight, and once they engage into fight, their trouble is over, and this is how they will get their way out of their own accountability and justice which is now hanging on them, as the both of the groups have emerged to be standing on the common grounds, on the common views, with the common feelings, so that pose dangers to us, because ultimately they both are in the search of the assassins and both are having the same mind of holding the assassins of Osman's blood to the book. And so this is how we can divert their attention from our side to their side by creating fight in between both of the groups. This is what the planning and the conclusion and the meetings and the gathering was held for, and they concluded the meeting on the same points, and this way they now started working on the points they had settled and they had agreed on in that meeting which was held after this significant development of the Islamic forces to join together of Basra as well as the one who came from Medina. Now, the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu had reached Basra, once again, now the group of Basra led by Talha and Zubair. So the Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhu came out of Basra and met Ali radiallahu anhu there. When they met Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali Umar radiallahu anhu inquired them, why you have come here and what happened to you all that you have taken allegiance on my hands once in Medina, and then you then begged out, and then when you raised such a group and captured Basra and all that. So the reply was that we had done that on the condition of taking assassination, us taking revenge of assassination, as well as that allegiance was under the pressure of the rioters as well in Medina. When Ali radiallahu anhu asked another question to Zubair radiallahu anhu, that do you remember that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will fight once, and that you will be at fault? So Zubair radiallahu anhu said, yes, I remember that the Prophet had told me. So then when Ali radiallahu anhu reminded Zubair of this of that reference, Zubair realized that he was really at fault, as remembered by the words of the Prophet, as reminded by the Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu. This way Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu anhu then started thinking that what is position, that his position is not right position. And then he also remembered another reference that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that Ammar bin Yasir will be killed by a rebel. So Ammar bin Yasir was now found in the group of Ali radiallahu anhu. This also proved that Zubayr bin radiyallahu anhu was not on the right course of his action. So he then decided not to take any further step in this way, and he decided to leave the battlefield and to take himself away from all that affairs. When his son Abdullah bin Zubair learned this, he said to his father that that I feel that it is due to the fear of the caliph's force you have changed your opinion and your position. So Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu, to show him his bravery and courage, went to the camp of Ali radiallahu anhu and showed his might and mien by his physical appearance, and then came back to his son and said that you have seen that I have alone gone to the camp and force of Ali radiallahu anhu, and I have come back with had I been fearful of this force, then I would not have gone. So this is not the reason that what you thought. The reason is that of the reference of Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu and that of Caliph Ali radiallahu anhu, which have been reminded him of his position being not on the right course. So Zubayr bin Awam radiallahu anhu now decided to take himself away from that all affairs, and he left that all battlefield, and then living away from that all place. Talha radiallahu anhu was also impressed and was also influenced by the position of Zubayr bin Awam radiallahu anhu, and he also then was changed. He also then thought, then when after finding all that situation, Talha bin radiallahu anhu also withdrew himself from this all situation and decided not to go for any way any fight or for any opposition, and rather he was himself now thinking not on the right course. So he changed his position and then he left and he abandoned his position on that of the group or of the group of who had captured Basra. So this is how Zubayr bin Awam radiallahu anhu and Talha radiallahu anhu both have changed their position at the last hours, and they have come to the right course once again, and that's how their position was now on the right course. This is how they saved themselves from the from deviations and from going on anyway wrong from the path set for them, and this is how they have saved themselves. So Zubayr bin Awam radiallahu anhu, while on the way leaving all this affair and this all places, was moving away when he was caught by a man and he was martyred. And this was while he was praying with while he was in prostration and in sujood, he was martyred. Inshallah, we will continue this lesson after a short break. Inshallah, we will also see this how Talha radiallahu anhu was martyred and what happened next, what was the plan of the mischief mongers, what was the plan of Abdullah bin Sabah, and how he had successfully achieved his plan by creating a fight between the two Islamic forces and ultimately causing a huge damage for the Muslim caliphate and for the Muslim force as well as for the Muslim Ummah. We will also see that the conspiracies of the enemies of Islam, how had played a significant role in causing damage to the Muslim Ummah and in causing unbearable and unforgettable damage for the Muslim as a whole. And we will also see that the Caliph of Ali radiallahu anhu had faced all these challenges with full steadfastness and with full patience and with full strength. Yet he did not deviate for a single step from the right course which he was set for and destined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had also prayed for Ali radiallahu anhu, and may Allah, oh Allah, keep the truth with Ali radiallahu anhu wherever he is. And that was also the effect of the dua, that Ali radiallahu anhu was all the way in his all course, in his all directions, was on the right course, on the right direction, and was on the right position, and was on the, in all ways having justification and have his justice with him on his hands. Although he met with the force, and that force ultimately it was so that the consultation of the Abdullah bin Sabah was already there. And Abdullah bin Sabah had also been trying to wage war between the groups somehow or the other. But when the Zubair bin Awwam and Talha radiallahu anhu have changed their position, and they have also now decided to write a peace document between both of the between the forces of Ali radiallahu anhu and that of Basra under their command, and they have decided now to write the agreement. But because it was evening time, so they thought to just in the next morning to pen down this all agreement, so that the peace could be restored back, and there would not be any way wrong to be prolonging anyway or any more. So this was only the night which was now in between the document to be written down and between the agreement they have done. So verbally they have agreed on the peace document or the peace on the peace in the evening, and the next morning it was going to be signed by the, and was going to be written and penned and signed by the concerned figures. The only one night was left for the Muslim mongers to do their plan into execution or into operation or into action. And they got together once again, thinking how to start and how to put that trouble in between the Muslim forces, because only one night was left for them to work out because for the next morning it was a document was going to be signed by the both of the forces of Ali radiallahu anhu and that of Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhu, who had also changed their position after recalling their references of the Prophet's hadith, the presence of Umar bin Yasin in the army, in the force of Ali radiallahu anhu, and the second that of the reference that Ali radiallahu anhu reminded Zubair that the Prophet once said to you that once you will be fighting and you will be at fault. So that all things have led Zubair to change his position, as well as Talha, and they have now agreed to come to the course of peace and agreement to them with Ali radiallahu anhu. So this only one night was left for Abdullah bin Sabah and the Muslim mongers to show their plan if they could. So they ultimately decided in the dark of night to start attack on one column of Zubair and Talha's force from Ali's side, so that the force of Talha and Zubair also start response and defense, and this way from their defense here also will start repulse. So this way in the dark of night nobody will recognize that who had started or who has initiated the battle, and this way the battle will be would be started, and that will cause harm in between the both of the forces, and then they would be somehow saved from the from their accountability to the assassination of the beloved son Usman radiallahu anhu. So ultimately after the meeting was over, in the mid of night, in the dark of night, one of the column of the force of Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhu was hit and was attacked by these mischief mongers of Abdullah bin Sabah. And when this happened, all of a sudden it was shocking for both of the forces, because just evening they had agreed for the peace document, and in the same night they have now the attack was initiated. So both of them was now thinking that the other force had begun this this attack, but it was actually not, it was attack of neither the force of Ali radiallahu anhu nor the force of Zubair or Talha radiallahu anhu. It was actually the attack from the mystery mongers who had attacked from the side of Ali radiallahu anhu on the column of the force of Talha and Zubair to show that the force of Ali radiallahu anhu had actually attacked, and this is how they started responding back, and this way full fledged battle was now started. And in this full-fledged battle, when it started, Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu did not participate, and Talha radiallahu anhu also did not participate. When Talha radiallahu anhu was away from the battlefield, Marwan bin Hakam, who was fighting from the group of Talha radiallahu anhu, he found Talha standing aside. He just threw an arrow to him, and that pierced into his leg, which caused a deep injury, and deep bleeding started. And Qaqar radiallahu anhu, who was from the side of Ali radiallahu anhu, found Talha. He advised him to rush to the city of Basra for his first treatment, and Talha Talha radiallahu anhu left the battlefield in this way while he was standing aloof, and this was Marwan bin Hakam who had hit him. So far, Zubair bin Awam is concerned. So Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu had already decided not to change his position altogether, and he also had left the place. Now he was on his way back when the force of the governor of Basra, which was namely the governor of Kufa, who was there and stationed with his force, one of the men of his force went out and accompanied Zubair bin Awam for some distance. And when Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu engaged himself into prayer, and then he were bent for the sujood. In the meantime, the man who had come out of the force of the governor of Basra struck his sword over his own head, and this way the companion of Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu was also martyred. Inshallah, we will continue this in the after a short break, the successive events of the Caliphate of Ali radiallahu anhu. With this, we conclude this session. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.